A little bit of sunshine and 45 degrees.
It is 8:47 now. Craig, don't be. They do have a little bit of sort of shading on the windows here, so if there's too much sun coming in the morning, it won't interfere with your morning breakfast here. We are at the Check Please Cafe on Main Street in Grafton as we continue our spotlight on Grafton, and this portion is brought to you by Ross Environmental Services. Seeking laborers for its outdoor 12-hour rotating shifts. To tell us about that and other things that are taking place with Ross is Justice Clifford. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about that. I guess you're looking for hardworking people.
We're looking for all kinds of people. We have openings across all three companies, and we're just looking for the people that really want to put in a good day's work and get a great paycheck in turn.
Let's talk about some of the Ross Group. What are the different areas and what kind of jobs are available?
So there's three separate companies: Ross Environmental, Ross Incineration, and Ross Transportation. We're looking for a technical service representative. That's somebody with like chemistry background, stuff like that. We're actually looking for a territory sales manager down in Charlotte, North Carolina, too. So if anybody wants to move on down there, we're good with that. We're looking for traffic coordinator, field services project coordinator, the laborers that you guys had mentioned. We're looking for a communications assistant, somebody who likes to write and do some artwork and stuff like that. And we're even looking for a vice president of human resources right now.
So you have a lot of folks, obviously, that, you know, you're looking for people. So obviously business is good. I mean, there's growth potential that you have there. Tell me a little bit about your track here to getting involved with Ross.
So I actually started out at Ross Incineration Services. I worked out there for almost a year, and I just loved it. And there was an opening with the communications department, and I got hired in, and I worked with Maggie Kelch for the past 5 years, and it's been awesome every single day. My brother works for Ross Transportation Services. My wife works about five desks down from me. She works in the technical service department, and it really is not only family-owned, but family-focused. There's so many brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, sons, fathers. It's family-owned, family-operated to its core.
Wow. It's one of those things where someone's working there and they have somebody who's looking for work, and they have, you know, a son or a spouse or somebody to encourage them to come work there, obviously says good things about their experience.
Mm-hmm,
too,
definitely.
So what's it like been replacing Maggie? I know that's hard to say, replacing her. We've talked with her for many years, and you know, she always did a good job getting us informed of what's happening and all the things. What's it been like for you now taking over from
Maggie? Was a pillar in the community. She was known and loved by all. You couldn't go anywhere without somebody stopping to talk to her. I remember going to Columbus, and people down there were stopping and talking to her in the streets. So I'm not replacing her. I'm attempting to fill her shoes as best I can.
So when you come to the door and they're expecting the blonde, shorter woman, then they get this big guy.
They get here, this. They
right
get
here.
This mug now. Yep. Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, you've got a great personality for
this
type of a work. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things. You know, we're spotlighting Grafton, kind of things. Obviously, it's a community, it's an industry that supports in Grafton as well. So your community involvement. There's a lot of things that you do that kind of connect to the community, too.
We are third generation, family-owned and operated right now. The family, the Cromling family, descendants of the Ross family that started the companies, grew up, lived, worked, played in the area. So there's always been a deep-seated commitment to Grafton, the Midview School District, and what the entire community is about. So we've always felt that need to give back to the Grafton Midview School District and just to make our presence known for the good that they do.
Let's talk a little bit about the good you do for the environment. What are, you know, people sort of maybe see your trucks or they hear you talk about incineration, environmental, transport. What does that sort of mean to the community or the environment and the business itself?
So one of our mottos is what we do matters, and it really covers several different areas. What we do matters to the environment, what we do matters to the planet, and what we do matters to our community. So what we do is we make sure that the environment stays healthy, the people stay healthy, and the community stays healthy. So we provide environmental services to make sure that nothing is getting polluted into our water, into our soil, or anything like that. We provide those services, those outlets for companies to dispose of their waste properly.
And I would imagine, too, in the nature of your work, safety is a key concern.
Definitely. Safety has been and always will be our number one priority. We don't do anything without evaluating it to make sure our associates stay safe and that they go home better, if not a little bit tired, than when they came in. So that's our most important goal.
So you moved from the incineration, you said incineration, where you started?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a desk. What's the most hazardous thing that happens for you in the communication area?
Paper cuts are horrible. No, I kid. I have tremendous respect for the guys on our labor shift out at Ross Incineration and Ross Transportation. They work outside 12-hour shifts, day and night. It's a 24-hour facility. Snow, sleet, rain, beating sun. These guys, they do it all. I am lucky enough to be able to represent them in the community, so it's my honor to be able to serve these guys and serve the community in Ross.
Environmental issues are always come to the fore. Maybe they recede a little bit depending on if it's happening in your backyard or your neighborhood. There's regulations that come. So this is an ever-changing industry that they have to stay on top of to know what is the latest technology to eliminate this sort of hazardous source, or what do you do with it, that type of thing.
Ross has always been a leader in the best technology, so they always stay on top of what's the best thing that we can do out there, what's the best technology that we can use to make sure that we are providing the services that we need to provide that are best for the community, the best for the planet. So we've always prided ourselves on saying that we have the best people, we have the best equipment, and we are the best in the industry.
If people are looking to become a part of your company, you've mentioned about some of the different things that you're hiring for. How do they find out about them or get in contact?
You can visit www.rossenvironmental.com. You can click on our careers tab. You can find out about all of our great benefits and offerings. Our 401k is phenomenal. Our insurance is great. So I would encourage anybody looking for a great job with a great company to check out rossenvironmental.com.
And would they get a nice, great shirt like you're wearing here today, too?
We actually offer tons of benefits, including apparel and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's always opportunities to get some fancy digs like what I have
Sounds
on.
Sounds great. Well, Justice Clifford with Ross Environmental, we appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing some of the details about
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Again, what's happening here as we spotlight Grafton on AM 9.